I'm all about the good vibes, the good vibes. We bout to have a good time, a good time. Leave my problems all behind, all behind. We living out the good life, the good life, yeah. I ain't gotta worry about a thing.
Oh no.
Had some obstacles I overcame.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to ever be the same.
Oh lord.
Cause when we change the mind, we change the game.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Kenny Clutch, with another episode on the Clutch Vision Podcast. I got another very special guest in the building tonight. He is the WBF Lightweight Champion of the World. My man all the way from North Philly, Mr. Jerome the Conqueror Conquest. What's going on, big boy?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm chilling, man. How's everything been with you?
Good. And yourself?
Everything's been awesome, man. Awesome, awesome, man. How's the family doing during the pandemic?
Everyone is good. Everybody
chilling?
Yes.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yeah, man. So, you know, thank you for coming on the show, man. Thank you. Appreciate you taking some time out to come on. Wanted to, just kick it off and start off with, you know, like who is Jerome Conquest, man? Like, tell the people who you are. You know how you got started in boxing, and what did that do for your life?
How I got started. I've been training. I was training since I was younger, but never took it seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I really started taking boxing seriously when I was like 22, 23 years old. One of my friends that was in training, Tion Kennedy.
Yeah.
To get back into training. I mean, just to keep him motivated. But at the same time, me keeping him motivated, it also motivated me to start my own quest. I mean, in the boxing field, taking it seriously.
Right.
Because I mean, the trainers that we had, Wade and Randy Hennett, they wasn't going to train me unless I took it seriously. So
really?
I was dragged into taking it seriously.
Yeah. Well,
and look where I'm at today. Doing pretty good with it.
Facts, you the champ, man. You the champ. That's what's up, man. So, like, what was, you know, when you say, like, they dragged you into it, was there, like, other distractions and stuff like that going on? Like,
it wasn't no distractions. I mean, I had a full-time job. I was walking around 180 pounds. Now, I mean, I wasn't in no type of shape. Now, I mean, for boxing, I had a job. I had a full-time job. I wasn't worrying about boxing.
Oh, okay. So, and then you just went ahead and just went in after that.
Yeah, I just went at it, and I mean, now today I'm fighting 130 pounds, and I'm walking around no more than 140 to 150 easy.
Wow, man. How hard? I always had this question because, you know, with boxers and people that do wrestling and MMA fighting, like, you got to walk around weight, and then you got to weight that you fight at. How difficult is it to shred the weight, to make weight before, you know, a fight? Yeah.
As of right now, I never had any problems. I mean, making weight. I mean, so I can't even speak on that right now, and I ain't even trying to bring that up because I mean, I know my time might be coming because I'm getting older. As of right now, to this day, I have never had problems making weight. I always come in on weight under 2 pounds. Under 2 pounds or gain on weight. It's one time that I came in not on weight, but that was my fault because I read the contract wrong. But I still made weight the same night, and that was the night that I fought for my first title, the WBF title. So
how was that feeling when you got your first title?
I ain't feel no type of way because I feel as though I didn't accomplish anything yet. And I mean, and I still feel that way to this day with two titles. I still don't feel as though I accomplished anything because I mean, the titles that I have, I mean, they are titles, but they not, I mean, eyeball, jaw-dropping titles that people would just be like, oh, yeah, I want that title. But, I mean, it's just a title that, I mean, it helped me out with my ranking. And, I mean, and it looked good having that hardware around your waist.
Yeah, facts, man, facts. So how long have you been boxing?
I'm not even going to add the years when I was younger. That don't count. Yeah. But me, I've been going at it strong for the past 7 years.
7 years, wow. Yeah. So, and I was reading a little bit in your bio, and your inspiration came from, you know, a friend that you had when you were 17. Tell us a little bit about that story, and also tell us about the short film documentary that you got that's going to be coming out soon.
The short film documentary is called The Conqueror. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is really based on, I mean, a story of myself, I mean, losing a friend. Calvin, I mean, my, before everybody started running around calling people bro and all that, like, I really called him my brother. Like, we really called each other brothers, I mean, and this was way before the era of everybody walking around calling each other cuz and bro and everything else. So, like, his death really, like, affected me because, like, we were knuckleheads. I mean, we used to run the streets, I mean, get in trouble, bunch of fights and all that. And I mean, one night he got into a fight. That person wasn't trying to fight, and he lost his life.
Wow.
And I mean, and that straightened me out. And I mean, it just showed me that, I mean, people out here, they chumps. I mean, they're not trying to fight no more. I mean, they taking the guns and all that. So I was like, it's crazy that, I mean, something bad had to happen to somebody real close to me for me to not me look at life differently.
Right. What do you say to the young guys that's out there now that's, you know, running the streets and getting into the nonsense, man? What words can you say to them to motivate them to, you know, pick another lane or pick another avenue? You found boxing. So what can you say to someone else to lift them up?
I mean, it's not worth it, man. Like, the little bit of money that you're making out there on the corner, and I mean, you got to look over your shoulder, make sure nobody ain't trying to rob you for the little bit of money that you do have. And I mean, it ain't worth it. Right. Like, I mean, I go back to schools, and I talk to kids all the time, and I tell them that all the time. Right? And I mean, we know y'all out there trying to get the quick buck, but I mean, at the same time, it's not worth it.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I was talking to my man, Jeremy Anderson, and, you know, he used to move weight back in the day. And he was just like, yo, the one thing about that is he was always uncomfortable. Because even if he was, like, driving in the car or something like that, and, you know, he know when he got in the car, but then the cop pull up right behind him, like, he sitting there trying to think his whole move, what he going to do is get the cop pull him over. So it's like, yo, man, you don't really want to live the life of, you know, being uncomfortable. You know, always, like you just said, looking over your shoulder and, like, always having to watch your back for something. That's just not the way to live, right?
Right. It's definitely not. I mean, I've been there, done that. So, I mean, I could be able to, I mean, go back and reflect on it. Like, I've been there, tried to sell drugs. I mean, did all kinds of things. When, I mean, everybody in the hood was doing. I mean, because, like, I grew up around violence and drugs and stuff.
Right.
Right. I tried it myself. I seen that it wasn't for me, so I backed off of it.
Right. And now, you know, having a successful career in boxing, and, like, I see, like, you know, even on your Instagram, it's just, like, you show a lot of, you know, positivity and determination. And I'm all about determination because, you know, as a story with me and my son, like, I was determined to, you know, get him through cancer, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. And I mean, I watched that journey, man. I definitely watched the journey with that. And that's definitely, you know what I mean, it was like heartbreaking to see, but at the same time, it was motivation.
Yeah.
Towards life. Like, I mean, fight for life. You know what I mean?
Right,
I mean, the life that you were given. I mean, everybody wasn't dealt, you know I mean, a great hand. I mean, so, I mean, you dealt with the hand which you was dealt with. And I mean, look what you're doing for yourself now. And I mean, and your son, I mean, he's doing good right now.
Absolutely. He's doing awesome, cancer-free and everything. And, you know, now our message is just to, you know, push, you know, positivity. Push, y'all, you just got to be determined at the end of the day. Like, do you want it or don't you want it? You know what I'm saying?
And that's how I am with boxing.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
My whole determination and my whole drive is to continue to prove people wrong.
Yeah,
that's my determination. I mean, like, it's a lot of people that ain't give me a chance in hell. mm-hmm. to be where I'm at today in the boxing world. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, to be honest with you, I ain't even see myself getting this far.
Really?
I mean, fighting for a WBC title.
Wow.
Holding two titles right now as we speak.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I overcame a whole lot, man. Like, my trainers will tell you, like, I used to die in the gym sparring. Mm-hmm. They used to pull me out of sparring.
Really?
Because they thought, I mean, that I was going to get hurt. So they used to stop sparring. They used to stop my sparring.
What?
That's how bad I was starting.
Starting out, right.
I mean, that's why I said I ain't even going to count the years.
Right.
I mean, when I was like 12, 13 and all that.
Right.
I mean, I really didn't know what I was learning.
Yeah.
And I mean, 22, 23.
So talk about this, though. So you went through the process. How important is the process? Because a lot of people quit, man. A lot of people just give up. So how important?
I just told you. My whole process was, I mean, to prove people wrong.
Right.
And it's until this day that I still push and I strive to prove people wrong because people still don't believe in me. Mm. I mean, after everything what I have been through, being pro for the past 4 to 5 years, I still have non-believers.
Wow.
Because if I had so many believers, I wouldn't have 6,000 followers.
Right.
I had like 25K.
Right.
I mean, 100K following. Right. I mean, they don't believe me. So yeah. I'm just going to keep winning and keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Give it back to my community at the same time to show that, I mean, it's I'm doing everything. I mean, besides boxing, I mean, I do a whole lot besides boxing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's a whole lot of fighters that's out there. They make millions of dollars every fight.
Mm.
They don't probably do as half of what I do with the money what I make.
Right.
And the money what I make, is, I mean, I grind. I mean, it's all hard work and determination. And I was just humbled and blessed to have supporters like Gary Barbera.
Yeah.
Maestro's Classic,
yeah.
The Marino Brothers,
yeah.
I mean, Drew Rico or Rico Demolition, I mean, and I mean, my wife company, Koya's Creations, like, I'm just humbled and blessed, and my family, like, my mom, I mean, she helped, my brothers and sisters, they helped, I mean, my mother-in-law, she helped, so, I mean, I'm just humbled and blessed to have a strong team around me. It's not a big team, I mean, but it's a strong team.
Strong team. And sometimes you don't even need the big team. Like, I see cats that they have, like, you know, like a trillion cats. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't really going nowhere. But it's the guys like yourself or whatever that got, like, you know, the small squads. And those are the strongest ones. Sometimes that's all you need to get through.
And like, when I first started all my giveaways, my first giveaway was at Johann's Boxing Gym. It was a Christmas giveaway. I put up a post about me wanting to do a Christmas giveaway, and my man Kenny Ludwig, he hit me up and was like, I want to be in on it with you. Let's do this. And the way how we started, man, we started off going outside Geno's, hats, in a freezing cold.
Yeah.
And I mean, we, within what, a week? I think we came up with a total of $350.
Wow.
Donations just by standing out there in the cold. And the rest of it just came out of our pockets.
I mean, yeah.
And then, I mean, after that first year, I told Kenny Ludwig, I said, as the years go on and we continue to keep doing this, I said, we ain't gonna be able, we not gonna be standing out here in this cold no more. People gonna be coming to us.
Yeah, exactly. Because here's the thing, it's like, and I say this to my kids all the time, when you go out, the more you serve, it's like the more you earn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you serving people, and it's all about serving people first. And then everything is gonna come to you. I tell cats all the time, like, don't even chase money. Let the money chase you. Because
and just by you saying that,
out
of everything what I be doing in the community, I mean, I don't be looking for money back. I don't be looking for people to support me and buy tickets and everything else for fights.
Right.
I mean, me doing what I do, I got back. And today, I mean, I'm part of Local 332.
Okay.
I mean, I'm part of the Laborers Workers Union. And I mean, I have a job at PHA through my union.
Nope.
I mean, so throughout all the giving back, I mean, I got that back. I mean, that's a stamp in my future. I mean, that's life after boxing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And you were just going to take the words. You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, what's the transition going to be like? You know, how you transition into the second half of your life.
Yeah, I mean, that's the third half of my life.
Right.
I mean, that if boxing, look, I could, like, I've been telling people this for years, man.
Yeah.
I could stop boxing the day or tomorrow and I'll be fine, man. Right. Because I have accomplished so much within these little bit of years of me being pro.
Right.
I mean, like, it's people that have been doing this their whole life since they was five.
Right.
They haven't even accomplished near as what half of what I have accomplished within 5 years.
Right, right.
So right. I'm fine with that. And yeah. There's no disrespect to anybody that lived this life and they lean on boxing to pay their bills.
Right.
I don't.
Mm.
I just like to fight. I just like to beat people up and I just like
to beat people wrong. Right.
That's my whole goal, man. I just love proving people wrong. When I got into this, people were saying, oh, you too old. Oh, it's too late for you. You can't do this. You can't do that. Like my pro debut, they had me getting knocked out.
What?
And look what happened. I won that fight, and then the promoters was like, how did you get on our card? They didn't even know that I was on your card.
Let me ask you this. What was your toughest fight?
Probably my second fight against Peter Apostle.
Okay.
That was my toughest fight against Peter Apostle because, I mean, that was a lot of growing pains in that fight. Mm. Because, I mean, me, after winning my pro debut, I mean, I was so happy that, I mean, I got that monkey off my back by winning my pro debut.
Yeah.
I mean, I got humbled a little bit in my second fight because I went in there thinking that, I mean, I was just going to beat the brakes off the guy and get the win.
Yeah.
But even though I really think I won the fight still, and people, I mean, who watched the fight say that it could have went either way, but I mean, I still took the loss on the chin. I was right back in the gym the next day. I fought on a Friday. I was back in the gym on a Saturday.
Determination is what we're talking about.
I mean, because I just want to keep proving people wrong. Right. I mean, so I'm coming off of a fight of proving everybody wrong.
Right.
Then I'm coming to my next fight, and people was like, oh, yeah, that's what we want to see. We want to see him lose.
Yeah.
But then I had to come back, and I mean, I won. I won three straight, and then out of the three straight that I won, I potentially had the knockout of the year, but I was robbed. Joey DeWaco robbed me for the knockout of the year. I tell you that all the time. Heavyweight. Supposed to knock people out. Lightweights don't supposed to knock people out. I say that to him all the time. But I mean, Joey DeWaco, my man, and he definitely did have a good knockout, but it wasn't better than mine.
Yeah. That's dope, man. That's dope. Let me ask you this, man. So now, like, we're in this pandemic, right? Like quarantine and all of that. What's happening moving forward with boxing? I see, like, you know, other promotions like the UFC, they're putting on fights or whatever, like, you know, in a secluded area. Is that something that you guys are getting into as well, too?
I was asked how would I feel to fight in our arena with no fans. I gave my management an iffy answer because the fans is what makes the fight, man.
Right.
Like, we in there. We putting on the entertainment. We in there taking the pound in. We in there throwing the punches and all that. But at the end of the day, the fans bring the energy. So,
yeah.
I mean, without that energy, it's like a glorified sparring match.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's crazy, man. Yeah, I'm glad that you actually feel that way, man, because it's, you know, you're still serving the people at the end of the day. You're still there to entertain them, get them something, you know, to watch and cheer about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's dope, man. Listen, like, so now, like, I've been asking everybody, you know, this question that comes on the podcast, right? And being that we're talking about the pandemic, you know, and this podcast is all about inspiration. And if Jerome, if you had, you know, all 7.5 billion ears, you know, listening to you right now, what encouraging words would you say to the people of the world, you know, to continue to fight, continue to move forward, but never give up?
All right, well, first, I want to just say I mean, like, the part of never giving up and I mean, and just having faith in everything but what you do. My documentary says it all, The Conqueror. The Conqueror have been in 30 film festivals around the world. We won 9 awards for it. 3 of them international, 2 in Germany, 1 in London. So now, I mean, the documentary is international. So a lot of people have seen it. And from feedback that we have been getting, Timothy Blackwood and Bradford Downs, we've been getting over the past years is nothing but great feedback. So this summer, The Conqueror is coming out. So keep your eyes and ears, I mean, open for it, because it's going to be online.
Yeah.
So that's one way of, I mean, me getting my word out there is by you just watching the documentary. Like what my coaches say, I mean, you're from the show me state. So now, I mean, we're rather show you than just to tell you. So now, I mean, just by you, not me seeing the documentary, I mean, I'm just showing. You can always do better by showing people than telling them. You could tell somebody anything.
Yeah.
And I mean, they could just listen or they don't listen. But if you go watch the documentary and if you follow me, you will see everything what I'm saying is from the heart. I mean, I'm not reading no piece of paper. I'm not reading nothing off my phone. I'm just coming from the heart.
Straight up. Straight up. That's awesome, brother. That's awesome. So where can people, get in contact with you or whatever about the documentary and just so we could put it in the description below?
You can follow me on Instagram at _conquest_, or you could follow the Conqueror short film on Instagram. And you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. It's just Jerome Conquest. But for the next couple of weeks leading up into deeper into the summertime, I mean, the release will be released.
Yeah.
And I mean, we officially might be doing one more film festival in New York. But since, I mean, all this is going on, we're not sure yet how that's going to go.
Right.
But right now, we just focusing on, I mean, letting the world see The Conqueror online. I mean, it's coming real soon.
Well, I'm definitely going to be supporting that, brother. Definitely going to be supporting that. I'm going to put that out on my Instagram and make sure that everybody go ahead and sees The Conqueror. Listen, guys, you are on the air right now with the man himself, Jerome, The Conqueror Conquest. You know, so make sure you share this with your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your auntie, your grandma, your grandpa, your stepdaughter, your stepsister, your dog, your cat, your boss, your I don't care, your management, whoever it is. Share it with your grandma next door, whoever. Make sure you share this good knowledge that we get from my man, Jerome. Now, Jerome, check this out. We got a little bit of time left, right. And I want to play a little game with you. You down?
I'm cool with it.
All right, cool. All right, cool. So check it out.
I told you, everything what you ask me, it doesn't matter what it is. There's no limitations, man. I'm going to be honest, man.
I bet. Be honest. We're going to play this game. It's called In the Clutch. I'm Kenny Clutch. And we're going to play this game In the Clutch. So I tell the story all the time. 2009, I started my first dance company called In the Clutch Entertainment. So In the Clutch is an acronym, and it stands for Inspirational Dancers Creatively Linking Upon the Culture of Hip Hop. INDACLUTCH. Inspirational Dancers Creatively Linking Upon the Culture of Hip Hop. Cool?
Right.
So I'm going to give you a letter, and you give me a positive word from the letter that I give you.
Gotcha.
All right, ready?
Gotcha.
All right, here we go. C.
Cool.
L.
Legendary.
U.
Me.
T.
You said T?
Yeah, T.
Toughness.
C.
Conqueror.
H.
Honest.
That's clutch. Give it up for my man, Jerome, The Conqueror Conquest. Ladies and gentlemen, his description will be in the link below. Make sure you guys like, follow. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, make sure you give me a subscribe. Go ahead and click that bell. Give me a thumbs up as it bumps it up to the recommended. If you're hearing this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Make sure you share with somebody while you guys are working out, while you guys are in the kitchen doing your thing in the kitchen, making sure that the kids get some food, whatever it is. Make sure you guys share this podcast with somebody. Subscribe and donate to the podcast if you would like to see us grow some more. It's your boy, Clutch. And like we say all the time, when we change the mind, we change the game. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow will worry about itself. And today is all we have. It's your boy, Kenny Clutch. My man, Jerome the Conqueror Conquest. The champ is here. See y'all later. Peace.